Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 11, you will hear stories from our 12th collection, Foiled. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Tequila or Not Tequila, by Gene Van Buren. There we were, late afternoon in December 2000, redhead and blonde sisters riding on the local bus, Corazon Dorado, with our precious tote filled with two reds, one white, and one rosé. My sister Chris and I were riding past cinder block homes, rustic farms with goats and chickens, and far from any developed part of the supposedly walkable city of Mazatlan, Mexico. The roads were devolving from paved to gravel to dirt as we were panicking in silence about how we became the only remaining bus passengers parking in a grassy field at the end of anywhere recognizable. Our money-saving adventure was spoiled by our realization that not all buses eventually return to the depot. Our vacation was a college graduation treat for my sister during a timeshare bonus week at a quaint high-rise resort in Mazatlan. The resort was not an all-inclusive venue. It had a kitchenette, two bathrooms, two beds, and fans for air conditioning. The complex had four different swimming pools, lush greenery, and a questionable bar. We packed warm weather essentials, first aid kit, and Imodium as a precaution of a temperamental digestive system if we drank Mexico's water. We arrived late in the evening for a real vacation with no specific plans except to see and do whatever we were in the mood for. We were two competent but naive travelers missing a Spanish-English dictionary. I don't remember what or if we had dinner on our first night. However, we did find the way to the bar. I prefer white. I am not a tequila drinker nor a beer drinker. But Chris is an any drinker, primed to celebrate her recent achievement. When in Mexico, tequila is a given. Wine apparently is not. When I inquired, "What do you have in red?" the bartender poured a half glass of some random red wine dragged from underneath. When that bottle ran out, he then proceeded to blow dust off another random bottle to make a full glass. It wasn't a Cabernet, Merlot, or Shiraz. It was just red, two blended reds from the leftovers of two questionable bottles. So the first task for the next day was our quest for a real sealed bottle of wine, or two. Without a car, our options to acquire provisions were by foot, by pulmonia, or by public transportation. We nixed walking because most places were not within walking distance. Besides, hiking was not on our agenda. Pulmonia are gas-powered, open-air taxis similar to golf carts and cost about $6 per person. The bus stopped almost in front of the resort and ran about 35 cents to ride. We picked the least expensive option and the most public safety and numbers selection. We chose the Corazon de la Ciudad bus heading towards the city. We got off the bus at a tourist section overlooking the cliffs. A kid there was crowing the talents of the brave cliff divers. After he collected enough donations from the viewing crowd, he would signal his partner to dive. I noticed they eventually split the money for their shared spectacle. A few such spectacles later, we wandered around the city to find a worthier wine and some lunch. We took our self-guided tour, checking out bullfighting arenas, historic churches, and stores, noting times to return if desired. When the time came to head back, we were disoriented and unsure which direction to return to our hotel base. Believing wholeheartedly that all buses eventually go back to the depot, we hopped on any bus marked Corazon Dorado, meaning Golden Heart, thinking it was Corazon de la Ciudad, Heart of the City, to return us to enjoy the remainder of the day and my purchased wine. We paid our fare and watched locals get on and get off, but none of the scenery looked familiar. More people departed, no more locals or tourists boarded, and the roads were getting rougher. We never made it back to any place that resembled a depot. Eventually, the bus stopped in a dusty, remote field, and the driver turned off his engine. Apparently, bus drivers take their breaks in that grassy field. The driver had completed his route and was indifferent to two stranded strangers. After the shock of our flawed thinking sank in, we conveyed through hand gestures our desired destination. Luckily for us, another bus driver who was finished with his break drove us back to a strip mallish place and gave us transfer instructions to the correct Corazon to complete our outing. When we made it back to our resort base, ready to enjoy, in its entirety, one of the four sealed bottles, we found no corkscrew in the kitchenette. In our next travels, definitely with an accompanying language dictionary and a corkscrew, I might also take the golf cart taxi, improve my Spanish, or just learn to appreciate tequila with its screw-off top. Copyright 2025, Gene Van Buren. Gene Van Buren lives in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, by way of Chesapeake, Pittsburgh, Santa Cruz, and Austin, where she is a member of the North Carolina Writers Network and Triad Storytime. Her many traveling adventures to share include those across 45 states so far, with her large family, five sons or friends. A few distant countries add to her exploits to be compiled when not busy with her multiple DIY crafting projects. Getting published has inspired more writing. She says, "Write your life. You never know when you might be someone's lighthouse." Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 12 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.